thank you all for coming. We start our meeting by standing to salute the flag, and after we salute the flag, we have a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Welcome. As you all know, tonight is a special night, and actually a special week, because it's Board of Education Appreciation Week. One of the things the Board of Education said to me when I started in July was they really wanted to see more students being recognized and teachers being recognized at the board meetings. So I kind of turned it on a little bit, because since July, if you've been coming to the board meetings, and I asked you to please come to more of them. You've seen since July many presentations with some of our extraordinary faculty, our students, and so on and so forth. So it's been wonderful. But tonight gives us the opportunity to thank the Board of Education for their volunteering their time on behalf of the students of Spindown. Mr. Katz is going to be our master of ceremonies tonight. He has worked hand in hand with me preparing what I hope to be a wonderful night. So thank you all for coming, and Mr. Katz.
Good evening, thank you so much, and welcome. And thank you to our Board of Education for all of your time, effort, and dedication to our students and our community. And it's truly a pleasure to be here tonight to see so many of you come out to celebrate and honor and recognize these folks that work on our behalf day in and day out. So I'd like to say thank you and welcome. And I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Simmons to introduce the High School East Core Group.
Moment to thank you for everything that you do. Your self-assistance and service is something which is unparalleled. So we thank you for all of your support, for allocating the funds to be able to develop the programs that we have. And in order to thank you this evening, I'd like to introduce Mr. Mark Hagerness in our chamber choir, who's performed the national anthem starting off this event like we would at any other event that we generally have in the district. So Mr. Hagerness, please come in.
Through the night.
students, the residents, and the Fishtown High School East Chamber Choir. Outstanding job. Thank you all so much. Thank you again, High School East Chamber Choir. We're going to ask the board to stay seated in the front, because there are a number of presentations this evening that we'd like to invite folks up throughout the evening, that they'll have an opportunity to see from their perspective what's on the screen, and all those folks in the audience as well can join in at the celebration. This time, I'd like to ask Ms. Lavery, the principal at Smithtown Elementary School, to come up as she will introduce our students and staff that are with us this evening.
And we have a group of them here today to sing you the thank you song with our E&L teachers, led by Mr. Harsick on guitar. Any of you who have the papers that have been handed out, please feel free to join in to catch a tune. Mr. Harsick, E&L teachers and students, please come on up.
Our children come this way. Midtown Elementary is an E&L magnet school. That means that we have students that are learning English as a new language, which means that these students all come from families where they speak another language at home. All of these students speak two languages. In 11 languages, and that's what is on the lyrics there. The words in front of you have the thank you in 11 languages, and the 11 languages are not randomly chosen. These are the languages that are spoken by the families of the students in Smithtown Elementary School. There are more. If you look at all the languages around Smithtown, there are even more, but there are 11 represented at our school. And that's why we're doing these 11 languages. And you may think it's impossible to sing along, but it's not. Because the melody goes, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then when I say gracias, you say, gracias, 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 gracias. And when I say shukran, Arabic, you say shukran, shukran. Now, the last two or three get a little tricky. But it is a repeat after me kind of thing, so it should be easy. Are we ready? All right, so we got a little musical intro. This is our introduction. Oh, we're singing along with ourselves. This is the intro. I'll let you know we're done with the thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. When you say thank you, that's gratitude. Say thank you, that's gratitude. Gracias.
Thank you.
You guys are joining in. Showtime. Tekeshu Meshekur Ederu. You ready?
Thank you so much. At this time, I would like to ask the carpenter to put off Dogwood Elementary School to please join us in our student session.
Please. Brandon Drum.
My name is Robert Hyland.
My name is Max McDyne.
My name is Caitlin Gilligan.
My name is Connor Brockbauer.
My name is Mia Stampanella.
My name is Victoria Hyland.
My name is Lady Marissa.
My name is Caitlin Kaiser.
Thank you so much to all the students and staff. Mr. Iorano from Mount Pleasant Elementary School, come on down.
Our students at Mount Pleasant Elementary School work hard to create a token of lasting impression to show you their dedication and thanks for everything that you do as a Board of Education. We wanted to present you with something tonight that you can hopefully hang somewhere in your board meeting room when you spend a lot of hours on Tuesday nights and maybe other nights of the week discussing very important topics. To that end, all of our students, with the help of our very wonderful art teacher, Ms. Catherine Lindbaum, created a tree of appreciation. This frame photo here is a tree where the leaves are represented by the fingerprints of all 535 students of Mount Pleasant Elementary School. We hope this serves as a lasting reminder of why you do the work that you do. We are so grateful for everything that you do. On the bottom, we have a quote that says, "School board leaders lead so that students can succeed. Mount Pleasant Elementary School is forever grateful for your dedication and support." And we truly mean that. We recognize that this is a voluntary position that you fill and that you're elected officials, and we greatly appreciate all the time and effort you put into supporting our students and our wonderful programs here. As you can see, your work is recognized by many, many people, and we're very grateful and thankful for that. So thank you on behalf of the entire Mount Pleasant community.
Wonderful in the boardroom. Thank you so much. Dr. Leeds, the principal at Tacken Elementary, please join us with your students and staff.
Good evening, everyone. These young people and their moms are part of our PTA board, also volunteers in our community, and some children. A great holiday from a Tacken grad. On behalf of Tacken, we dedicated. Can you open that up? See the finger? Open it up. What we did was we took some books from our book fair.
Take one out.
Yep. On the inside cover, you'll see that it's dedicated to our students at Tacken from you, the Board of Education. So forever, there will be a number of books in the Tacken Library dedicated on behalf of the Board of Education to all of our students for the next, let's say, 40, 50 years. We'll be reading books and recognizing that it's because of the efforts and work that you do. We really appreciate you. This was written by we have a community group, and they wrote to you. Dear Board of Education, our club would like to thank you for your service, support, and dedication to the Smithtown students, staff, and community. We are proud to be part of the Smithtown community. Sincerely, Tacken's Character Education and Citizenship Club. So we talk a lot about volunteerism and dedicating yourself to your community. So thank you. You set a role model for all of our students, and we very much appreciate it. So let's introduce ourselves.
My name is Annie McCullough.
My name is Jacqueline Bowler.
My name is Lily McCullough.
My name is Sarah Mello.
My name is Betty McCullough.
And that's the proud mom.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Weeds and Tackin. Representing at Thompson Elementary, please, Mr. Frank, please join us with your students and staff. Principal at the Thompson Elementary School.
Thank you. I am thankful for having the nicest teachers in the world. I love all the morning clubs we get to do, and I love the instruments we get to play, like the flute. We have a great playground, a great cafeteria, and great classrooms.
Please come on down, representing Mill Pond Elementary School. Tough competition tonight. Let's see what this West Track's going to sing for us now. Teacher at Nesquik Middle School, along with a number of students, to please join us as they represent Nesquik. Screen by TV, just enough. Well, the principal wants to say something. Of course you can, Mr. McKay. Yeah, Mr. McKay's here too. Thanks, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of Nestaquake Middle School, we want to recognize all the hard work and service the Board of Education puts in on a daily basis to improve the schools and really, most importantly, the lives of children every day. So we have our select chorus here tonight to perform a song for you, Can't Help Falling in Love. Thank you for everything that you do. Middle School, I'd like to ask Ms. Walsh to come down with the students, and I think Mr. McNeil might want to say something as the principal as well. Good evening, and on behalf of Wisconsin Middle School, we thank you for your countless hours of dedicated service to our school community. Obviously, there's much to be proud of throughout the district, and especially here at Wisconsin Middle School.
Good evening. Our names are Fabian Gordon,
Adam Hoff,
Aaron Hill. We are members of the Wisconsin Middle School National Junior Honor Society. On behalf of our school, we'd like to present you all with this thank you card to express our gratitude with regards to the support you always provide to the students, teachers, and administrators. Thank you all for all that you do.
And also on behalf of the Compton Middle School Club, FCCLA, we do
Thank you very much, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, Thompson Middle. Mr. McNeil, Ms. Wallace, and students. Representing Great Holland Middle School, I'd like to ask Mr. Scamilio to join me along with some members of his staff as well. Mr. Scamilio has some students with him. Representing High School West, Mr. Solomon, would you please join me along with some students and Mr. Cody as the principal? Well, they gave me the wrong sheet here, Mr. Cody.
Good evening. I just want to, on behalf of the faculty and staff at Smithtown High School West, along with our students, I'd like to take a moment to just thank you guys for everything that you do day in and day out. Your dedication to our great schools. The Smithtown West community is very thankful for all the programs that we have and for all the time that you dedicate to us in providing those programs. That being said, along with some of our students here, officers from our National Honor Society, we'd like to make the presentation. We have Luke Meritor and Kate Manalassis.
Good evening. We are seniors at High School West, and we are co-presidents of our school's National Honor Society. On behalf of the administration, faculty, and students of High School West, we would like to thank the Board of Education for your continued support for our comprehensive high school program. Your efforts help make all of our academic sports and clubs very successful and make us proud to be Smithtown students.
Now, unfortunately, we aren't that cute or artistic, but as a token of our appreciation, we would love to give you each a special edition High School West Support Our Troops t-shirt. These shirts are currently a part of the Smithtown West Leadership Fundraiser in support of our school's new Wall of Heroes. This wall, which will hold its official opening on November 16th, will honor Smithtown West alumni and Smithtown High School alumni who have served or are currently serving in the various branches of the U.S. Armed Forces. The shirts are also a symbol of support of our leadership class inaugural Field of Honor, which will display a collection of American flags dedicated to veterans and serving troops. The flags will be displayed in front of our school during the month of November.
Thank you again for all your support. We look forward to another great year.
Thank you again, High School West. Representing the athletic department, have Mr. Smith here with a number of students. Please come on down and join us.
Thank you, Mr. Katz. We'd like to, on behalf of some of the athletes we have here, and the entire coaching staff, nurses, as well as the health and fitness staff too, want to thank the board for all you do. We have a large program here in Smithtown, as everybody knows. We have over 50% of our secondary schools involved in at least one team, so it's a lot of students. We have some articles of clothing in various sizes and various different things that we'd like to present to you, but let me introduce some of our student athletes here. We start on this side. These student athletes are also part of our leadership program, which is Athletes Helping Athletes program, where the students get some training from our present teachers and coaches.
as well as going over to Molloy College and get some training there. They bring the leadership skills back to their teams, back to their peers in the school, and we actually send them down to middle school and elementary school. These kids show up with their school uniforms on, and the kids want their autographs, and they can't hear those. But with learning their leadership skills through athletics, and a lot of lessons get learned through athletics, these kids understand that. A lot of our board members are also athletic minds, they understand it too. We have John and we have Aaron Hollow. They're both swimmers. John's a ninth grader. Aaron's a senior. Aaron actually goes, his team right now is undefeated. They go for a big one tomorrow against Northport. So, good luck. And I'm not going to work on this season during the wintertime. Both these kids swim at Hopi High School. Their practice starts at 5:15 in the morning, so they're very dedicated swimmers. Michaela Dugan is one of our pick line students over at High School West, and she's a junior. Pick line, unfortunately, doesn't get to do diligence and the respect level they deserve. They practice over at a composite middle school every afternoon, so the students don't get a chance to see them. They sit and perform at halftime at football games and also some of the basketball games. But these kids are tremendous athletes and work very hard. They have all the competitions mostly at Nassau Community College. So if anybody gets a chance on the weekend to go over there, they're just amazing. So if you had a chance at a football game or a basketball game to see them, it's amazing. How they get their feet over their head by a lot of my hamstrings scream every time I see it, but it's just amazing. And Will Applegate, Will's just done amazing things here at school. He's a golfer. He just won the league championship, and actually they had the first round of the league tournament today. So they'll play again, I think, on Thursday, correct? For the next round against Saver, which is a big one down in West Saver. So Will also is a, I think you're the president of the Athens Helping Athletes, am I correct? Over at the west side of town. Will also brought a program called the First Tee down to the elementary school with his sister Shannon, where they participated on with young plastic type of equipment that's geared strictly for first grade through fifth grade, and it's great stuff. We got a chance to play around with it down there. And Will and his sister came out with a couple of other golfers, and it was tremendous. And Will someday will be running this country, guarantee it. So Will, we want to thank everybody on the board here for what they do for our community, not just in athletics, but making our students well around the students. So thank you. Mrs. LaFreeze and a number of her students and staff are here for us tonight.
On behalf of the CT department, I'd like the board for their continued support of our lecture program. We're very fortunate to offer the students a lot of opportunities in business, family, consumer science, and technology here in Smithtown. So I'm now going to turn it over to them. They have some tokens from each one of the departments to kind of represent what we do. So I'm going to turn it over to Victoria and Juan from the business department first.
Hi, I'm Victoria Monti. I'm a senior at Smithtown West.
Hi, I'm Juan Rodriguez. I'm a senior at Smithtown East.
Hi, I'm James Schiefer. I'm a junior at Smithtown East.
Hi, I'm Matthew Barch. I'm a senior at Smithtown High School East.
Hi, I'm Matthew Lozano. I'm a senior at High School East.
Hi, I'm Kula. I'm a sophomore at Smithtown High School.
Hi, I'm Marla Neary. I'm a senior at Smithtown High School.
And hi again, I'm Kim Anastas, and I'm a senior at High School West.
On behalf of the business department at West and East, we're thankful for your support and dedication for our program. And in honor of our upcoming Business Olympics event, for being Go Green, we have the usual warm up that you guys need for all your events. So thank you.
Department, but thank you for your amazing continued support of our department. As a sign of thanks, we'd like to give you guys these nameplates that we made. with machinery that your extreme generosity has provided.
I'm the president of the Smith Aerobotics team, and we virtually designed and created these nameplates using 3D modeling software, as well as using our laser cutters, as well as 3D printers. We are enabled to manufacture them, and yeah.
Hi, I'm Matthew. I am the vice president of engineering on the robotics team, and again, we just wanted to thank you for everything you do and your ongoing generosity.
And we are representing the tax department of Smithtown. We consider ourselves lucky to be in a district with a board who supports our program. Thank you for your continued support, and to show our appreciation, we have made tote bags for each of you, and inside you will find a pillowcase made by middle school students and muffins by our food class.
Thank you, CTE department. Just amazing how every department has been so creative and ideas, and the board members are going home with a lot of swag tonight. So I'm glad that we have our security staff here right now to come and present so they can protect them on the way out. That's Mr. Montgomery and Mr. Dangle. Please come on down. So our evening isn't finished yet. With the assistance of a number of our administrators, our students, our central office staff, I worked to put together a special presentation on behalf of our entire administrative teams for the board. And with the help of our IT staff, we'll get that moving. So as you heard throughout the night tonight, school board members work on a volunteer basis, and they give of their time, give time away from their family, from their other commitments, to be with us and to support our students and all the fantastic programs that you have heard about tonight. So we have nearly 8,400 students, more than 2,000 staff members. We're a large operation and a lot of folks that appreciate all that you have done. But we'd be here until next year if we asked all of them to come to say thank you. So we'll start with a little video message.
In honor of Board of Education Recognition Week, the Smithtown Teachers Association would like to thank each and every board trustee for your service to the Smithtown community, to the Smithtown Teachers Association, and of course to our students. Thank you.
The Association of Smithtown Nurses would like to thank the Board of Education for their continued support. As members of the Smithtown family, the health and safety of our students is of primary concern. Thank you for being positive presence and working together as a team. The Smithtown Nurses wish you a wonderful 2019-2020 school year.
Hi, my name is Brian McAllister. I'm the co-president of the SSCA.
And I'm Debbie Flynn, the other co-president. And as this Board of Education Recognition Week is upon us,
On behalf of the entire membership of the Smithtown Schools Employees Association, we would like to thank you for your dedicated service and time to the Smithtown School District. The SSPA is a large group of approximately 750 members, three quarters of which are Smithtown residents. We, as you, have a vested interest in the advancement and excellence of the school district and the prosperity of our community.
We'd just like to thank you again for your service, time, and moving forward, we wish you the best of luck in coming in.
I am Phil McCurry. I'm the president of the Security Guards Association. I've been working for Smithtown for about 14 years. I'd like, at this time, to thank the Board of Education for helping us with our projects with security, and have a great year. Thank you.
On behalf of the entire Smithtown School Administrator Association, thank you for what you do. High school administration.
Middle school administration. Elementary administration. Curriculum director.
Thank you for supporting us, supporting our efforts to do the best we can for all of our children here at Smithtown. Thank you.
Board of Education, thank you so much for all that you did. We appreciate everything.
Just on behalf of the Board of Education, for those of you who don't know, my name is Jeremy Miller, the president. We are absolutely humbled by this. To be honest with you, it's incredible to see the community number one come together. And the one thing that we want to see as Board of Education is our students succeed. Our students present themselves as they did tonight. That is what we are looking for. I can say without question that this particular Board of Education is just a group of people that just want to do the right thing. There's no ulterior motive. There's no specific agendas. We just want the best for all of our students, all of our kids. Our goal is to have everybody find their passion and be connected to something in the school. And this is something that happens through, you know, operations like this. It's not about us. It's about the kids, number one. It's about the amazing staff and leadership. We're just here for the ride. It's the easiest thing we do is just say yes. Say yes to anything that's going to help our students, our kids, be successful and find their way. So thank you all for coming. Thank you for sharing your children, the parents in here. Thank you all the staff and administration for doing all that you do for us as parents. I'm going to adjourn now. There's cake outside, so anybody who's willing to take cake and run, you don't have to stay. All right. Welcome to
about your financials and how you did this year. So this year, your unassigned fund balance, which is the amount you're allowed to keep up to 4% of the next year's budget, was at 3.96%. So essentially, you're at the maximum that you're allowed to have, which is really important because if you have any unforeseen expenses or any revenue shortfalls, it would come out of that balance. So it's important to maintain that level. Last year you were at 4%, and this year you're at 3.96%. This year you did have a very good year with the general fund, which is what your budget is based on. You did have an increase this year of $2.8 million, or 6.97% from the prior year. And I'll go into a little bit of detail on really what transpired as far as the fund balance for this year. So your employee benefit accrued liability reserve, which is a reserve that you do have set aside for compensated absences. So if anybody leaves the district, you are required to pay out their vacation and sick time. So currently, you do have a long-term liability of $20.2 million on the books, on the long-term financial. So this year, you were able to put additional money into that fund. So now you are approximately 70% funded for that long-term liability. And really, the way you were able to increase that reserve was really to reallocate monies from some of the other reserves that maybe you didn't have as many readily available expenses that you needed to earmark monies for. And that really came with the reallocation from your workers' comp, your unemployment, and your insurance reserve. So that really was transfers from those other reserves, and then also an allocation of interest, which is what we do every year. The interest gets allocated to the reserve. So that's really the employee benefit accrued liability reserve. The next reserve is your retirement contribution reserve. So this is for your employee retirement system. So this year, you were able to increase that reserve, and it was a combination of transferring money from an unassigned fund balance of $66,000 and then also doing an interest allocation for this year. One big change this year is you are now allowed to put money aside for the teacher's retirement system, which you have never been able to do that before. So now all school districts are permitted to put money into the teacher's retirement system. So the board did approve establishing that reserve, and you were able to transfer money from the unassigned fund balance of $1.9 million into that reserve. Now, this reserve is limited to 2% of your prior TRS salary, so there is a limitation on what you can put in. So you are pretty much right at that limit, so you're able to maximize what you can put into that reserve this year. And then the ultimate balance cannot exceed 10% of the prior year TRS salary. So it's a great thing that it was approved, so if you do have any increases in TRS rates, you can use this reserve to offset those increases so you don't have to raise taxes. So the district was able to put the money aside this year, and it is something that most of my districts have done this year to prepare for the long term. As we know, the rates could potentially go up, so it's a good way to plan for that. Then the next couple of reserves is really where we reallocated the reserves to the employee benefit accrued liability reserve. So these reserves went down. So the workers' comp did go down about $1 million, and that was due to that reallocation, and then we allocated interest of $91,000. Same thing with the insurance reserve. That was also a reallocation into the reserve, but you did appropriate some of that reserve for current year expenses. So really, these reserves are all earmarked for specific expenses. So you did have some expenses, $93,000 this year, that you used the reserve for, and then we did have an allocation of interest of $43,000. The unemployment reserve, there again, you did an allocation to the employee benefit accrued liability reserve, and you did have current year payouts for unemployment claims of $14,984, and that was offset by the interest allocation of $9,500. So those were the major changes in the general fund, and I have very good news about the school lunch fund. This year, you had a very nice profit this year, which was nice to see. So the school lunch fund actually increased $205,000, and that was really a combination of having a profit of $197,000, So you have had a low fund balance over the years, and there was concern that it was low, and you have been able to actually get it to a good level now. And most of that was due to an increase in sales this year. So you did have a nice increase in sales this year with regards to the school lunch fund. And then the offset is the transfer from general fund. So this year, any unpaid meals that the kids have is now required to be funded by the general fund. So you did have some unpaid meals, of charge meals of $7,824. So the general fund did transfer that money over to the school lunch fund to reimburse those charge meals. So that really was a very positive school lunch fund operation for this year. Capital projects this year, we did issue an energy performance contract debt. So, and that was in the amount of $23,400,000. So that was an increase, as well as then we offset the capital outlay. So all your expenses this year in the capital fund for any project was $6.6 million. So that accounted for the change in the capital project fund of $16,800,000. And then this is really just a chart, a summary of pretty much the fund balance broken out by category. The restricted categories are all the reserves, which I just went over. And then you have the assigned category, which is your assigned for within your next year's budget, as well as any open encumbrances. So we did talk mostly about the EBLR reserve. We talked about the ERS reserve. So for the most part, I covered most of the activity in the restricted category. Then if you drop down to the assigned, general support, instruction, and transportation, those are just your open purchase orders, so that's an accounting reserve based on whatever purchase orders are open at the end of the year. Then the next category is assigned appropriated for subsequent year's expenses. So that's what you have in your next year's budget on a revenue line. So for 19, you would the $1,174,000 is now in your 1920 budget as a revenue source. So that's what that is earmarked for. So it's really funding your next year's budget. The year before, it was $1.5 million, so that did decrease about $419,000. The unassigned, as we talked about before, that's limited to 4% of next year's budget. So this year, it was at 3.96%, virtually 4%, and the year before, it was at 4%. So all in all, as you can see, you did have a very strong year, a very strong balance sheet. The amount increased in total of $2.8 million, and it's a combination of funding the TRS reserve as well as maintaining your unassigned fund balance. So I thought, you know, you definitely had a very healthy year this year. The next couple of slides really talk about the other funds. So we have the school lunch fund. Like I said, you did have a profit this year. It's earmarked by the inventory broken out as well as the unappropriated, so we have to break that out based on the categories. Capital project fund, so we have two categories there. We have restricted for capital projects. So those are the projects that were funded by your capital reserve money. So at the end of the year, you had $12.8 million left in any projects that were funded by your capital reserve. And then the next restricted was your energy performance contract. So you did get money to do energy performance projects. And you did have $17,230,000 left in those projects, which will be spent down in the upcoming year. So all in all, you know, it's a nice summary of the financials. I thought you did have a great year as far as financially. This is just some bullets that we do have in the audit report. That we noted that the district had a very good financial health, and that it can be credited to the continued leadership of the board, the administration. Also, the district uses cost-effective purchasing procedures, so they do save money on their purchasing, as well as the approval of the budget. They also use a lot of BOCES services, which brings in additional revenue into the district. And the commitment to funding reserves to prepare for the long term, which is important to be prepared for that. So really, the reason why you want to have a strong financial condition is really to help you with budgets now with the state tax cap. Cash flow is improved. Also, it reduces any borrowing or interest costs that you may have. So the fund balance in the general fund is really looked at by your financial advisors. So it's really important to maintain a very strong financial. If you do have any unbudgeted contingent expenses that would come out of the fund balance, so it's important to make sure you maintain a good fund balance or if there's any stated shortfalls. And bottom line, if you do have a strong financial, you don't have to cut back on the programs and you'll have the opportunities for the students. So that's really the reason why you want to make sure, and you have been doing that, you have been building your fund balance and your reserves to prepare for the future, as well as, you know, doing the planning. I know that you have a financial plan in place, so I think all in all, financially, you had a great year, as well as, you know, with your internal controls, everything worked out very well with the internal controls. So I have all good news to say, and thank you again, Andrew, and your staff for all their help. I thought the audit went very well, went very smoothly, and, you know, very good report.
Thank you very much. Okay, just going forward. Is there any more questions? I'm sorry.
Just like I say, sitting on that committee, it's I don't think there's a better meeting to just go through the programs that are in place that Andrew has set up and the controls that are in there. And not everybody, I don't think we stress enough, you don't typically get to go into school districts and have such a nice conversation with the community and the board about the processes that are in place that Andrew and the team here
that
are at. So
very few districts that have the strong financial and controls that you guys have. So, and especially it's a large district, and to be able to have such a great management letter, it's really commendable.
And also at the building levels and the treasurers and working with all the different high schools and the different programs, there's just a lot of different moving parts of people working really well together, and just acknowledge those buildings as well.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, just moving on to the calendar, just so you know, this Thursday there's an IAB meeting if you wish to go to the high school library at 3 p.m. The 29th Tuesday is community forum for the superintendent search, and that's a public meeting. And you also have our post housing committee meeting on the 30th of this month at 7 o'clock here in New York Avenue, right? And then going into November, we have Superintendent's Conference Day on the 5th. The school is closed, but the staff is here. We have Veterans Day, school and central office are closed on the 11th. We have our regular scheduled board meeting on Tuesday, mark that down on the 12th. Then executive session at 7. Claims and the Board of Education meeting at 8, and then the following day on Wednesday, it's also a public meeting, it's a special meeting, but it's a public meeting, and that's the meeting when you hopefully approve the specifications for the superintendent search on that night. On the 26th, 2 weeks from then, you have again our regular Board of Education meeting for the exec session at 7, regular meeting, and then we'll reconvene at 8 o'clock. Then we go into our Thanksgiving recess for the 28th and 29th, for schools and central office is closed. You should also know that we have a PTA council meeting, this is the end board, on the 4th of November, 7:30 here at New York Avenue. We have a housing committee on the 6th at 7 p.m. in New York Avenue. There's a SEPTA meeting on the 18th at 7 p.m. at New York Avenue. And then again, another housing committee on the 20th at 7 p.m. as well. Oh, that's right. On the 26th, the meeting, because the board is asked to hold it at different places. So on the 26th, we're going to be at St. James Elementary School. You'll see that we have our second reading of three policies. Policy 5465, child abuse in an educational setting. Policy 67, minors purchasing. And policy 9120.1, conflict of interest, if anybody wants to speak about that. If not, tonight is the second reading. I want to make you aware of that. Is it that? Okay, H, we have a memorandum of agreement between the Smithtown Central School District and Smithtown School Employees Association. That one is basically a custodian's return from a military leave of absence, but you have to approve that. Let me make sure
the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, be resolved that the attached memorandum of agreement by and between the Smithtown Central School District and the Smithtown Schools Employees Association dated September 30th, 2019, be ratified and approved.
Motion.
I make an enthusiastic motion.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't ask for that. Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's unanimous.
And I is just a revision of Schedule 3. You should know that Mr. Baccio, his title has been upgraded. I think the whole financial piece was last year, but we have to wait until we could actually officially do the upgraded title change, as well as Mr. Nolan's proper title, which was not correct on Schedule 3. It is now. So upon recommendation of superintendent of schools, be it resolved that the revised employment benefits for Schedule 3 non-aligned classified supervisors dated October 22nd, 2019 be ratified and approved.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yes, ma'am. Get
that notice?
Yeah. Just before you we go forward, I guess clarification to the board. The housing committee meetings, the public housing committee meetings, and also the superintendent search. I believe we've agreed that as board members, we would not attend those for the purpose of influencing people feeling uncomfortable, and so forth. So we're good with that. Obviously, when we have the meeting to vote, we'll be doing that, but just I think it's the best interest of the district that we all let people speak freely and discuss issues, and obviously, do you agree with that, Mr. Stewart?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, so we're going to a consent agenda because of the time tonight. In fact, our next meeting, I might ask the same thing because we have a lot of presentations at our next meeting. Very exciting things are happening. You know, as we had seen yesterday, the doubles tennis and how they're hearing some of the things, the swimmers and the states. I just think incredible what goes on and on with our soccer program and not just athletic, but anything. So I might ask you again to move forward because I have a lot of presentations and I don't want to hold everybody back. I want to be in front of the board. So I ask the board to approve items 12 to 18 on the consent agenda.
Does anyone on the board wish to remove any item from the consent agenda?
Yes, item 18, please.
Can I have a motion to approve consent agenda items 12 through 17?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yes, ma'am. Can I have a motion to approve item 18?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
Aye.
So that would be 6-0-1. All right. And that's it, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yes, ma'am. Thank you all again for coming. Wonderful night. Celebrating our kids.